You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So there is a person in my life who is bugging me more than I think they should be bugging me.
You know, in your life.
Sorry.
An individual besides Emily.
Is it your mother?
No, it's not my mother. It's I don't know if I want to give too much away. It's a woman, and she's at a location that we go to about three times a week where there's a lot of children.
Blockbuster okay. Video. Right.
Blockbuster Video it is. And she's a go-to bragger. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the term a go-to bragger.
No, explain that.
It's somebody, I think we probably all have one. It's your go-to brag. It's something that you can brag about. It's your one thing that you can kind of trump everybody else on.
Oh, it's just one thing?
Usually it's just one thing. That
some
you,
are go-to braggers.
Okay. But well, let's focus on the one go-to
brag.
What's
hers? I got to know. Are you allowed to say?
Yeah.
I know you don't want to get in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble, and I don't know if she listens, but her go-to brag is that her husband is a rocket scientist.
Like, and for real?
So she's not even bragging about herself.
No, it's a brag about somebody else, but it is her husband.
Right, she locked down a rocket scientist.
She will bring that up every single time that we see her or talk to her, whether it's to me or to Nicole. And it's kind of become a running joke because we see her coming. We're like, oh, here we go. Get ready.
How though? Because, I mean, the rocket science does not come up in day-to-day convo.
And she works it into every little conversation somehow. Like, I got to get the kids home. We got to make lunch. We've been busy. My husband's been busy. You know, he's a rocket scientist. So I'm at home taking care
of
the kids.
I'd like to stay and talk to you a little bit more, but I got to go to the store. We're out of milk. You know, like Milky Way. My husband, the rocket scientist, would be able to tell you about the Milky Way.
Precisely. She weaves it into every conversation somehow, and it's driving me nuts because it's her brag, and she's just bragging that her husband's a rocket scientist, and it irks me.
Did you guys hear that Peyton Manning got in trouble for allegedly mooning somebody? But you know, moon, like my husband, the rocket scientist, could tell you about the moon.
Perfect.
I know. I feel like we should just throw situations at you, like, hey, so did you get a lot of snow where in your part of town, and somehow turn that into rocket science?
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, we got a lot of snow as white as the stars, and you know my husband, he loves those stars. He's a rocket scientist. It's like, come on, lady.
That's funny.
And I think I think. She's on to me because I've let out groans now every time she does it. So now she'll say it and I'll go, ugh. And Nicole's like had to bump me a couple times.
You should start to finish her sentence, you know, when she's husband, and then just be like, the rocket scientist. Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's because we haven't, like, acknowledged her when she says it and been like, oh, wow, he is? That's incredible. Like, she's looking for that justification.
That's
and
what braggers
like,
want.
I will
know?
Tell you this. It is one of the coolest occupations, for at least for me, because of my love of space and science.
It truly is.
When we've done live audiences before, and we've had live audience sitting in the studio, and we'll ask people, what do you do? And they go, I'm a rocket scientist. Suddenly I'm like, oh
yeah, nothing against the occupation, good for you worked hard, you're making a lot of money, but every single time you're talking to somebody,
can you agree with me,
get over it.
What is she, is a rocket scientist, like, she's extra hot.
Pretty sexy. Yeah,
can't
pretty
she sexy. Get her own brag though?
That's what I'm concerned
I guess
about.
Not should I ask
I mean
her?
Like, I get it, it's pretty impressive to lock down a rocket scientist, like, mm-hmm. High five, girl, whoopity doo,
we get it,
but can't you do a little something?
He splashed
brag-worthy?
Down into her life,
into her heart. Houston,
I don't even want to talk about his thrust.
You guys,
nice booster.
You wish you were married to him, don't you?
Sends me into orbit.
Orbit. Oh,
the Mix Morning Show with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Stupid. That's so dumb.
That could be our running theme for the entire morning. Everything has to come back to a rocket scientist joke.
Uh huh.
For the entire morning.
I know she's listening.
Oh, she's got a sense of humor.
No, she's really busy getting her.
She's sleeping in right now.
She's getting her rocket scientist husband ready for the day.
She doesn't have to work.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.